Christian Dunn played in a 16-piece party band in Colombia. He played for fun and to make some extra money. One night, after rocking out the countryside, he and his bandmates piled onto a bus for the long ride home through the mountains. But instead of making it straight home, they were going to have a much longer night than they thought.
So I was in a bus late at night, about 2 a.m., I guess. We were tired from performing. I thought the night was over when the bus stopped. I looked up to see 3 guys in camouflage uniforms and big guns. So they said, "Esto es una requisa. Bájense del bus. Get off the bus. We're gonna have to search you." We know that area is red zone. It's dangerous in there because we know it's dominated from groups like guerrillas, and we were used to get stopped by different forces, sometimes the police, sometimes the paramilitaries, sometimes guerrillas, but they all let us go as soon as they find out we are just musicians and never ask us to get out of the bus. So we get off the bus. We were leaning against the bus, hands up, and I was trying to figure out what did we do wrong. They couldn't take us for ransom because we were just struggling musicians. No one could tell we have any money. That was obvious. After they search us and find out that we were right, we were just musicians, I thought, what's next? What was going on? Why is it taking too long to let us go? When they said, "You're gonna have to come with us. We're taking you." Oh man, that was the time when I started to get sick. I said, "This is bad. This is serious." I was dizzy. My heart was beating very fast. We knew people who have been taken or even killed by the guerrillas. So they told us, "You have to come with us," and we were blindfolded. And we drive maybe like in about 30 minutes, I guess, with the bus inside the jungle. We got out of the bus. We already took off the blindfold, and they said, "Okay, we're gonna have to walk." So we were hiking in this place. It's dark, it's cold, with no light, just guiding from a guy with a flashlight. And we were walking probably like 20 minutes, and suddenly we start hearing the music far away. As close as we get, we could hear the music louder and we could see like more light. We finally found the camp. It was like a farm, what we called finca. They had a few light bulbs hanging in the wires and the clearing. They have like some speakers with a few microphones, and they have a mixer. And they said the commander was having a birthday party and he wanted a band to play in the party. We were just like nervous and also trying to follow the director. He said, "Okay, this is the place we're going to play. Let's set up our stuff." From the beginning, I was trying so hard to avoid seeing people directly in their eyes. Because, you know, you watch all those movies and like, "Oh, that guy saw me. We cannot let him go."
So I was trying to look down, and that's why I guess I remember a lot of details about that cloth, because I wasn't looking down at the face. I was looking down at the bodies and the boots. Most of the people were actually carrying guns. Most of the people were wearing guerrillas uniforms. A lot of times we were using body language, especially like looking at each other, and like we tried to don't talk too much because we didn't want to bring any attention.
Suddenly, we start seeing the people like really enjoying the music, having fun, and everybody was just happy and dancing. And I guess it was the first time for a minute we all kind of forgot where we were and with who we were with, and started kind of like smiling and laughing a little bit for real without me pretending to be nice to them. They were enjoying the music when we were just playing good. And as a musician, that always makes you feel good, makes you feel happy. And then gunshots. Pa, 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 pa. One of those guys very close to us start firing his gun up in the air. All the fun we were having, all the rock and roll mood changed. My first reaction in the moment was I really wanted to run, but I couldn't. It's like when you're having a dream, those kind of dreams that you see that somebody's gonna kill you and you try to run and you cannot. But you feel like very slow. And we remember how messed up and how fragile our situation was at the time. Even they can kill you because they just can. They have the power. They can do it. The later it got, the drunker it got, the more worried we were, the more we felt like we needed to get out of there. Our band leader was trying his best to get us out, but it was hard because they really didn't want us to go. One of the guerrillas guy came and say, "Hey, do you guys want to eat some food? We have a lot of food. Come down and eat." When we were eating, we talked about, "Hey, so what's going on? When are we going back home? Did they tell you anything?" We were asking the director. We were doing this quietly. Definitely, we were like, "Hey, so what's going on?" "Oh yeah. Don't worry. They already told me. They just want us to play a little bit more for the second set, and then we can go." And we say, "Hey, we should play some kind of like a slow song that they can make them like feel like sleepy or tired. They want to finish the party." It worked. We were playing like those slow songs, and for some reason they were like just like coming down. One of those drunk guys like were trying to like walk around with a bottle and show up, and then like, "I think I need to sit down" or something. We see like people like spraying up more, like going to chairs and the tables. At some point, the guerrilla guy came and did the sign to the band leader, and the band leader told us, "Okay, cut. We can stop. Let's take off." I was happy, but not as much happy as when we were walking out in the forest again. Like breathing, "I'm alive." But this time the sky was turning that orange pink color of the early morning before sunrise. We could see enough to find our way. I remember it was very quiet. We were silent, just making our way down the mountain, listening to the hundreds of birds that were waking up the forest. We promised each other that we wouldn't talk about that with anybody else. Never. No even our parents, not even our girlfriends. Not because our fear of the guerrillas, but because the fear of the paramilitaries, who were the enemies of the guerrillas, who were controlling our hometown. And we knew that if they could get any information about we being playing for the guerrillas, it could be the end. They could kill us. I was feeling like I needed to talk about this a little bit, at least with my father. I was in the middle of this decision. I was thinking yes, and I was thinking also the danger it could bring. But when I was thinking about it, after 2 weeks, a neighbor that I knew from a long time ago, he got killed and thrown to the Magdalena River with a message in his teacher, in his belly, saying, "Esto le pasa por sapo." This happened to you because you were a snitch. This changed all my thoughts about sharing this with my father, because I knew if I could open my mouth, that could happen to me, and I couldn't be here telling this story.
We are so thankful that after recent changes in Colombia, Christian Don was finally able to share that story. Stay safe, and please keep playing the guitar. That piece was produced by Jennifer Dunn and Nancy Lopez, with sound design by Renzo Goriel.